I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
I don't care a button. I don't care a fig.
Welcome to Buttons and Figs. Buttons and Figs is a podcast for kids about nonsense. I'm your host, Pamela Rogers. Each episode, I'll share a yarn or two, sail about in a sieve, and share kid recordings of nonsense created by listeners like you. So each episode, listen for recording challenges that will turn your head green and your hands blue. So let's get started. Let's continue sailing along with Carl Sandburg to Rutabaga Country. This time, let's sail to the village of Cream Puffs. Carl Sandburg said, "Poetry is a pack sack of invisible keepsakes." Or maybe he said, "Poetry is a sky dark with a wild duck migration." No, wait a minute. I think he might have said, "Poetry is the opening and closing of a door, leaving those who look through to guess about what is seen during a moment."
Eggs may speak to buttons. That is correct. Buttons, however, must not speak to eggs.
Not unless an egg needs a button. Then the button may say to the egg, "Can I be of any help to you?"
Inspired by Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga stories, here are some Buttons and Figs kids with their own crazy characters who are talking to eggs. Wait. No, they're talking to buttons who are talking to eggs. Or is it the eggs who are talking to buttons? No, it's the buttons who got permission from the eggs who are talking.
Hello. I have here today Jack.
Hi.
Leah.
Hello, everyone.
And Chloe.
Hi.
And including me, Matthias.
Today we're going to share with you the name of our imaginary character. Its name
creature.
Is... Creature. Character.
No.
Its name is
Stardog.
Stardog. And here are a few things that our dog is. He's very cute.
Cute. Funny.
Funny. Furry.
Furry. She wears a tiara.
She wears a tiara. She lives in Michigan.
She lives in Michigan. She likes to... shoot fireworks.
She likes to shoot fireworks. She works at Starbucks.
She works at Starbucks.
She is purple with red paint on her face.
Red paint on her face.
I'm Stardog, and this is the story of Stardog.
Dun, dun, dun.
I work at Starbucks.
Why do you have red paint all over your face?
Because when I was at Starbucks, I jammed a cookie cutter into the Starbucks wall when I was painting. All the red paint went on my face, and then my head smacked into it, and all the paint went on my face.
But
I call it my birthmark.
But that was permanent.
Yeah, it was permanent.
Wait, it was permanent paint.
Yeah, yeah.
So Stardog cannot
get it off.
Take it off. She had that for the rest of her life.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I do. I still have it.
Okay. The end. Dun 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 dun.
From chapter one. That was the end of chapter one. Okay. What's chapter two?
My name is Matthias, and Mr. Jack has a question.
Can you swim, Stardog?
No, the answer is no. And here's the story of how I can't swim. So one time I was swimming
in Jamaica.
And then I dropped my coffee, and I almost dropped my coffee in the water. So then I swam back to shore and tried to pool. So then I started swimming, but then I bumped into the wall and another one of my legs bumped into someone else, and it was so bad I couldn't feel them anymore. because then I had to go to the doctor and my legs got taken off. So I only have two legs now and four arms, so I can't swim equally.
So you're saying you used to have two legs too?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Chapter 3.
Why do you like to shoot off fireworks?
I actually don't. Yet one time I went to the KFC, and at the KFC, I was looking at fireworks when it came out of the KFC, and all the fireworks are shooting. I like the colors, but I was scared of the noises. Boom! Boom! And then I went into somebody's pants, and then that man was so scared of me, and started running in circles and screaming. And then I threw up, and he was like, "Ah! It's wet!"
Ew,
and
then it's so disgusting.
And then he squirted me out of his pants. So then I had to run away and back home. That's why I'm scared of fireworks, but I like the colors. Chapter 4! Now, what is Chapter 4, my new little Jack?
What is your favorite food or drink?
My favorite drink is coffee. It's because it tastes like chocolate.
Ooh.
Yum. I like chocolate too. That's one of my favorite foods. It's one of my food favorites. This is my drink favorite.
You're making my stomach grumble.
The end. Bye. You're finished, Josh Stardog.
Guess what, Stardog? I love coffee, too. We're going to end our Carl Sandburg exploration with a great story from Rutabaga Country.
How the Potato-Faced Blind Man Enjoyed Himself on a Fine Spring Morning. On a Friday morning, when the flummy whisters were yodeling yisters high in the elm trees, the potato-faced blind man came down to his work, sitting at the corner nearest the post office in the village of Liver and Onions, and playing his gold that used to be accordion for the pleasure of the ears of the people going into the post office to see if they got any letters for themselves or their families. "It is a good day, a lucky day," said the potato-faced blind man, "because for a beginning, I have heard high in the elm trees the flummy whisters yodeling their yisters in the long branches of the lingering leaves. So, I am going to listen to myself playing on my accordion, the same yodels, drawing them like long, glad breathings out of my glad accordion. Long breathings of the branches of the lingering leaves." And he sat down in his chair. On the sleeve of his coat, he tied a sign, "I am blind too." On the top button of his coat, he hung a little thimble. On the bottom button of his coat, he hung a tin copper cup. On the middle button, he hung a wooden mug. By the side of him, on the left side of the sidewalk, he put a galvanized iron washtub, and on the right side, an aluminum dishpan. "It is a good day, a lucky day, and I am sure many people will stop and remember the potato-faced blind man," he sang to himself like a little song, as he began running his fingers up and down the keys of the accordion like the yisters of the lingering leaves in the elm trees. Then came pickups. Always it happened, pickups asked questions and wished to know. And so this is how the questions and answers ran when the potato face filled the ears of pickups with explanations.
Why is the piece you are playing on the keys of your accordion so fast sometimes, so slow sometimes, so sad some of the moments, so glad some of the moments?
It is the song the Mama Flummywisters sing when they button loose the winter underwear of the baby Flummywisters and sing, "Fly, you little flummies, sing your little whisters."
And why do you have the little thimble on the top button of your coat?
That is for the dimes to be put in. Some people see it and say, "Oh, I must put in a whole thimble full of dimes."
And the tin copper cup?
That is for the baseball players to stand off 10 feet and throw in nickels and pennies. The one who throws the most into the cup will be the most lucky.
And the wooden mug?
There is a hole in the bottom of it. The hole is as big as the bottom. The nickel goes in and comes out again. It is for the very poor people who wish to give me a nickel and yet get the nickel back.
The aluminum dishpan and the galvanized iron wash tub. What are they doing by the side of you on both sides of the sidewalk?
Sometime, maybe it will happen, everybody who goes into the post office and comes out will stop and pour out all their money because they might get afraid their money is no good anymore. If such a happening ever happens, then it will be nice for people to have some place to pour their money. Such is the explanation why you see the aluminum dishpan and galvanized iron tub.
Explain your sign. Why is it I am blind too?
Oh, I'm sorry to explain to you, Pickups, why this is so, Witch. Some of the people who pass by here going into the post office and coming out, they have eyes, but they see nothing with their eyes. They look where they are going, and they get where they wish to get, but they forget why they came. And they do not know how to come away. They are my blind brothers. It is for them I have the sign that reads, "I am blind too."
I have my ears full of explanations, and I thank you, said Pickups.
Goodbye, said the potato-faced blind man as he began drawing long breathings like lingering leaves out of the accordion. Along with the song, the Mama Flummywisters sing when they button loose the winter underwear of the baby Flummywisters.
Yes, sorry, yeah.
Carl Sandburg, how I have enjoyed our time together. The Star Dog character and stories were created and recorded by Matthias, Jack, Chloe, and Leah. A thanks goes to the Rarin Sharon Librarian for her fabulous reading of the Potato Face Blind Man story from Carl Sandburg's Rutabaga Stories, and for her reading of Eggs and Buttons, the poem from the collection Poems for Children Nowhere Near Old Enough to Vote. And a special thanks to musician Christian Van Kampen for setting the moods for our fabulous stories. To learn more about Carl Sandburg, make sure you check out all of his poetry books, especially the ones including the Rutabaga stories. Those stories can be found online as well as at your library. I'll be sure to get links to them on my Explore page of the website, buttonsandfigs.com. And if you're ever in Galesburg, Illinois, make sure you visit the Carl Sandburg State Historic Site. Or if you're in Flat Rock, North Carolina, be sure to visit his home of 22 years, now a National Historic Site. It is hard to leave the stories of Sandberg, but I'm so grateful that this happening has happened.
Yes, all right, yeah.
Till next episode, when your head turns green and your hands turn blue, thanks for listening to me and you and you and me. This is Buttons and Figs, a podcast for kids, and I'm your host, Pamela Rogers. Visit your library, make a recording, and sail in a sieve to buttonsandfigs.com. How pleasant to know you are listening.